Hello, Nicole, Anna, Simon, David, Elizabeth, and Dustin. I hope you are all doing well. I'm sitting here with my notes just to give you a little bit of feedback on how I thought your meeting went. You all showed up on time, except for the issue with David taking his final, so that's very good that you were all there right when you were supposed to be there. In fact, I believe most of you were early. That's always a good thing. You know, showing up to a meeting early sends a very positive, nonverbal message to not just the people you're meeting with, but the person who's leading the meeting, who in this case was me. So that was very good. I was struck by the fact that you guys didn't dress up. I was pretty clear that this was a professional situation, both verbally and nonverbally. So you should have at least put on some nice pants and maybe a shirt. By the way, you guys might hear a car go by every once in a while. I'm sitting on my deck as I do this. So, you know, when a situation is said to be professional, then you should dress as professionals. The first thing that I noticed that I think you guys really could have improved on was goal setting. It seemed like you just jumped right in to talking about the issues without deciding how you were going to approach this problem, what kind of goals you wanted. I mean, did you want to save the community first? Did you want to save education first? I mean, really, when you have a problem like this in front of you, the first thing that you need to do is spend some time talking about procedure. How are we going to go about this? And what do we want to accomplish in terms of the quality, the quantity, the time, like how fast do you want to get things done? Debate the process first, and then start going into the issues that are at hand. You know, if you really took some time to look at those issues, you'd see that they really group themselves into three categories. You know, some of the items on there are designed to clean up the community. Some of the items were educationally based, so informing the community. And then some were to help the homeless. So a good idea might have been to kind of decide which of those three things was most important to the community, cleaning up the community, educating the community, or helping the homeless, and then kind of taking each of the specific items and slotting them into one of the bigger categories. Therefore, you wouldn't have to really debate the issues themselves. You kind of debate the general terms, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm just kind of running down my notes, so if this seems a little disjointed, please excuse me. Simon, I know you got some great thoughts going on in that head of yours. You need to jump in there much more often, and you need to respond. At one point, somebody asked, I think it might have been Elizabeth, is this okay? And Simon, you just kind of stared. You didn't nod yes or no. So when someone asks a question, you need to respond either verbally or non-verbally. I don't think it's appropriate to come to a professional group meeting with a big old latte. So Dustin, I would have left your latte out in the hallway or finished it before you got here. As long as we're talking about Dustin, I think you got some great things to say, but sometimes I think you need to listen a little more. It's a good rule of thumb. Listen more than you talk. I know you're a communicator, you're a performer, you're an actor, but I think there's got to be a point at which you take in what other people are saying. And think before you say something. I mean, they brought up needle exchange program, and right away, before you knew what it was, you just said, no way, I'm not supporting needle exchange program. And actually, you backed off on that a little later in the discussion. So, you know, don't react with your voice. React with your mind. Let things mill over. It's called self-monitoring. You kind of think about what you're going to say before you say it. You started to do this a little later, but I think everyone needs to help to bring in some of the members who aren't contributing as much, in this case particularly Simon. I also would have liked to have seen more question asking. You know, everybody was very quick to give their opinion, but there weren't a lot of people paraphrasing or asking others what they thought and trying to make sure that everybody weighed in on every issue, especially when things get a little heated. You know, it's your job as a group member to look around the room and say, hey, you know, I hope that everyone is getting in here. And by asking questions of each other, you can ensure that that happens. I thought Nicole had a great idea, and this gets back to what I was saying a little earlier, and that she said, she came out and said, well, maybe we should focus on making the neighborhood nice. And that's what I was referring to a couple minutes ago. If you decide, hey, the first thing we want to do is make the neighborhood nice, then you could take all of those items that make the neighborhood nice and put those towards the top and give them more money. Elizabeth, you do a really good job of keeping people on track, and you were the one that kept asking Simon, you know, to chime in and to give his feedback, so good job there. I think another thing that you guys could have done is asked each other's why. I mean, everybody was giving opinions, but no one was really backing up those opinions, and when, as a group member, you see people just kind of talking the talk, you know, take the time to ask the question, why do you think that? Or why do you feel that? You know, asking someone the question why is a very valuable tool. Dustin, I love you, buddy, but you interrupt people constantly, and you could ask anyone in your group. I know you have a lot to say and you got great ideas, but remember, you gotta give other people a chance to get their ideas out. You jumped on people's ideas. I couldn't even count how many times. So you gotta kind of have a little restraint, hold back a little bit. I know you can do it, buddy. I thought that Elizabeth had some amazing insight and thoughts regarding drug education. I thought that started off a nice discussion that kind of chained out, and everybody kind of jumped on, you know, talking about that. I think it's really curious that you didn't like block parties and you gave no money to block parties. I actually wrote this activity based on a research article that was done, and I was actually reading this article. It was about communities and putting money into communities, and they ranked the things that helped the most if you put money into them. And that's what kind of motivated the idea for the group activity. I thought, oh, that'd be a great group activity. And right at the top of the list, if it wasn't number one, it was like number two or number three, was block parties. I think block parties bring people out of their houses to get to know each other, to get to know each other's children, to find out by talking to one another that we all fear the same things and we all talk about the same things. And, you know, by coming out and socializing with one another, you start to create things like drug education programs and neighborhood watches and things like that. So I think block parties is something that you could really can make a difference if you put money into it. Not a big deal in terms of group process, but I just thought that was really curious. One of the big issues that happened is that you ran out of time. I stopped you on purpose because I didn't feel that anybody was even watching the time. There weren't any goals set in terms of time. So before you jump into an activity, you should set some goals. Maybe we're going to spend a half hour debating these topics and defining them and ranking them, and then we'll save the last 10 minutes to award them money. There wasn't any goal set in terms of time allocation, and nobody was watching the time, so none of you even knew that we were about to expire in terms of time. So make sure you always keep an eye on that. So overall, I think you guys did a great job having a discussion. You are comfortable with each other, you shared ideas with each other, and especially got cooking, you know, as the discussion went on. In terms of, you know, big picture, what would I do differently here, it really is setting some goals. Goals in terms of what you want to accomplish for the community and what process you want to use. And if you debate what you want to accomplish and debate the process that you're going to use, then kind of pigeonholing the specifics into those goals could be a lot easier. I'd also like to have seen you kind of talk about the controversial issues a little bit more. You know, I put something on there regarding the Catholic Charities, and no one talked about, you know, not giving money to a religiously affiliated group. I put pro-life on there, and that generated very little discussion. There are some other controversial issues there, but I think you guys danced around them and didn't really get to the heart of what some of these issues are about. Which leaves us with the big question. You know, you had one group member who didn't show up, didn't send a text, didn't call. It's been over 24 hours, and I've yet to hear from any of you regarding your missing group member in terms of being concerned about it or what you're going to do about it. Have you communicated with David? So I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do there. I will wait to post this. I'll have a grade up when I get a little more information regarding that. So normally on this tape, I would tell you what your grade is, but while I'm recording this, I really don't know. I thought you guys were a tight group, very comfortable with each other, very expressive, but overall, set some goals, talk about process, and I think overall as a group, you could listen to each other a little better and not interrupt as much. I hope you have a great summer. I hope this was a great experience for you. After watching the service projects this morning, it looked like the groups were having a lot of fun, and you guys were all getting a lot out of this, and that makes me happy. So take it easy. I hope you see some of you in the hallway next year or, you know, in the future someplace. So good luck with everything you do. Bye-bye.